Hey fam, it's me, Megan Hashem, and welcome to my car. I'm just sitting here in my car. I thought, let me talk to you about something that came to mind through talking to some of my clients and friends and acquaintances about fitness and getting fit, eating clean, and working out. There's two reasons why you can't get fit. Number one, which is usually why people think they can't get fit, and that is not having the time, not having the right foods, not liking the right foods, not having the right supplements, not knowing what magical workout or food to do or eat. This is usually the reason people give me, and I even give myself sometimes, for not getting fit, not losing weight, not being our best selves. This is usually what people tell me, and in maybe 5% of the cases, that might be it. Not having time to work out, not having time to meal prep, not knowing what to eat. Some people think some things are healthy that aren't really. Stuff like that. Very, very few cases, that's the issue. And in the past, I know I made a video about there are no like magic pills to health and wellness and losing weight and all that stuff. Even though people love to believe there are, I know. Everyone wants a magic pill. But remember, no, we would not love a magic pill, because anything worth doing takes a little work, and it's kind of fun trying to figure out. Think of it that way. Don't get down and depressed about, oh, I can't lose weight. I just don't understand. I don't know why I'm not. You know, think of it as a puzzle, a fun puzzle. I mean, we're paying to go to escape rooms and play games and try and figure things out, do crosswords, where here is a real life puzzle. Let's get excited about figuring out this real life puzzle, and how can we get to be the fittest we can? How can we lose the weight we want to lose? All that stuff. Look at it as a fun life challenge. That's a side note. Anyways, the other reason people don't lose weight, and this is the big reason, and people don't want to admit to it or realize this, when in the back of your mind, you probably know this is why you're not losing weight. So I could make you all your meals. I could make sure, watch over you and make sure you eat the right thing and give you all the best workouts, all that stuff. And you would still crave that Haagen-Dazs. You would still want to watch TV instead of working out, even if you had the time. If you have all the time in the world, often you want to just sit down and watch TV. It makes you more lazy, actually. So I think really you need to get to the bottom of it. You got to get down to your brain and figure out what is making you not eat right. It's not that you haven't prepared all the right foods, because you can always just grab, you know, a barbecue chicken and some pre-made green vegetables and eat that. You could eat a little less of what you're already eating. There's many things. A lot of people tell me I'm too busy to eat right. It's usually that's not the reason in the end, the root reason. So try and figure out what your root reason is. For me, I know I often eat wrong. Number one, if I put myself last. Okay, so that's a big mother thing, I think. being a mom, and I always tell others not to do this, and then I turn around and do it. So I know that's one of my big things, putting myself last. And people will say, well, I put myself last, and then I didn't eat, and I didn't this. Yeah, but you are eating something if you're getting fatter or not losing the weight you want to lose, right? Like, I am truthful with myself in that I may not eat all day because I'll be thinking of others and cooking and this and that and all that. I could have shoved some healthy food in my mouth. I'm not saying it's because I don't have the time or I couldn't cook a healthy meal. I mean, I'm cooking healthy meals for everyone else. I need to just be eating it. It's a mental thing. I'm not going to eat all day. I'm going to be the martyr. I'm going to just do everything for everyone else. And then at the end of the day, what happens? What happens? You want to sit back and relax and have whatever, a big old bad meal, and it's just like a reward for yourself. So do you reward yourself with food? Do you reward yourself with being lazy and sitting around on the couch? I know I do. Oh my goodness. Like, if I've had a crazy hectic day, the last thing I want to do is go down at the one time I could work out at 10 o'clock at night and work out. And I love working out. I love the gym. I love it. But even for me, at 10 o'clock at night, after a crazy day dealing with kids, dealing with cooking and cleaning and work and all that stuff, the last thing I want to do is go to the gym. I love the gym. I want to just veg, eat something delicious, and, you know, watch some bad TV show. So I don't know about you. That's me. Everyone has their own thing. What are you using food for? And laziness. What is it that it gives you? You got to think about that and just like write down some ideas maybe and figure it out, because that is the thing that's stopping you. Yes, meal prep and having an exciting workout plan that you want to get into. These are all cool things that will help you. They'll help you. They're tools that will help you stay fit and get fit and lose weight and feel great. Of course, I always want a fun workout plan that I'm excited to go do. I always want healthy food that tastes great and I feel good about eating. But when push comes to shove, what is going to make you eat that healthy food? Because often I prep a bunch of healthy food for me and then I don't eat it and it just goes to waste or whatever. It's not just clear and cut like, hey, I have no healthy food and that's why I'm not eating right. It's not true. That's usually not true. Look inside and figure out. And people will fight me on this. They'll say, no, it's because I don't have that, or I don't know, or I don't. Well, do some research, right? Take some initiative. Don't be such a helpless little person. If you don't know what you should be eating, figure it out. It's all over the internet. Or get a coach or get a meal plan. I do those. If you want an online meal plan or any guidance, I do that. You can come to me. You can go to someone else. You could just Google it. Weight loss meal plan, you know, fit, getting fit meal plan. It's all over with the internet. There's no excuse to not know. And then with workout, same thing, Google or get a coach. It's that simple. Just make that move. So if your excuse, take those excuses away. If your excuse is that you don't know what to do, get a coach or Google or, you know, education. Just look into things, read books, be excited to learn new things, watch YouTube videos, do some of my at-home workouts, start small and go from there. A lot of people get overwhelmed, right? I don't know. What's the right diet? You know what? Do something and try it and see what happens. Remember the fun of the puzzle, trying to get fit. What I talked about at the start, try something, document how it goes, keep a journal, this meal plan, try it for a while. Don't try one diet for a week and then say, well, that didn't work. And better yet, don't try a diet, try a healthy eating system. Okay, so you're gonna continue eating this way. You're not, that's a lot of people's problem is they think I'm going on a diet. You're not going on a diet. You're going to be eating this way the rest of your life. So make it awesome. Make it something you love. My main point was try to figure out what the real reason is that you're not losing weight, or you're not sticking to a plan, or you're not able to get to the gym or eat right. What is the reason? It's usually, don't put a blanket statement, well, I'm just so busy. Everyone's busy. Well, I have kids and I can't think about myself. No, you need to think about yourself, and it's not going to take that much time. It doesn't have to be that you're in the gym all day, cooking meals all day. I mean, if you're cooking meals anyways, just cook the healthy meals and eat them as a family. I mean, you can fit fitness into your life regardless of what's happening. I know the busiest people and they're super fit. They make time for it, and also know that it doesn't have to be a crazy amount of time. I think people think, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to go to the gym every day for 2 hours and cook like 7 meals a day and just be committed. I mean, yeah, that's fun. That can be fun. That's a whole other thing for sure. But you can be fit without doing that. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And it just never ends. I mean, look at J-Lo and Shakira. Whoa, that Super Bowl performance was inspiring, beautiful. From a mommy fitness perspective, I look at them and I'm so inspired. Like, I can't believe I haven't made a video about this yet, but here's a little aside. So, super inspired. I was like, wow, they both have kids. They're both over 40. J-Lo's 50, and they look amazing. They're amazing dancers. They're amazing singers. They're amazing performers. And then on top of that, they look like rockin' hot, right? Fit, hot, healthy. They look amazing. So many people said so many weird things. I mean, a lot of people, nice, did say good things and gave them props and all that. But then those people that said nice things said, well, I'm sure I'd look like that too if I had millions of dollars and a personal chef all the time in the world to work out. But that's not true. It's not true. There are many, many celebrities who have lots of money. They could get a private chef and a personal trainer every day to make sure they worked out, and they're not fit, right? Why wouldn't every celebrity in the world be super hot and super fit if surgery and money and time and private chefs and personal training would get them there? I'm telling you, that is not it. It is something in your head. J-Lo is super healthy. We know that. You look at her, you know she's healthy. She didn't just pay a bunch of money and get that way. I'm not saying that they haven't had surgery or they don't have private chefs and all that, but if I gave you a private chef tomorrow and a personal trainer and all that, I know you think magically you would be fit, but I'm telling you, you'd still have all those same issues, all those same things that you'd be tempted by. The couch, watching TV, not working out. So stop deluding yourself. Figure out what it is that keeps you from being fit. If someone gave you a private chef, all the money in the world, all the benefits that you think J-Lo and Shakira have and people like that have, what do you think, when you're being truthful with yourself, would keep you from being fit? Be truthful with yourself. Don't feed yourself garbage, because really the only person you're hurting by doing that is you, right? It's not me, it's not your trainer, it's not someone you're telling these lies to that it's hurting. It's hurting you, it's hurting you. You are not getting to your goals because you're telling yourself that. So figure it out. And it might be hard. You might have to delve really deep. You might have to get talking to someone. You might have to write down your thoughts when you're eating bad or skipping your workouts. Like, figure it out, journal. Ask others. Sometimes people from outside can kind of see what we're not seeing. Don't just make the excuse, oh, I don't have the food, I don't have the private chef, I don't have the personal trainer, I don't know what to do. Don't make that excuse. Figure it out and do it. And you will be so happy that you took that initiative and did that and worked hard and got it. Because I guarantee I could give probably 80% of the people everything J-Lo and Shakira had, and they wouldn't do the same thing. It just depends on your personality, what's going on in the back of your mind, making it happen. I know people say, well, that's their job to look so amazing and all this stuff. And yeah, to a degree, I understand that, but they are moms, they are people. They crave Haagen-Dazs, I'm sure too, but they have a way to get a handle on it. Do things in moderation. Don't go crazy on that. Get to the gym the next morning anyways. J-Lo looks super healthy. I mean, come on. And I've read she sleeps early, she drinks water. She's really into health, and it shows. I mean, health is something you can't lie about. It shows on your body, in your face, everywhere. So figure out what's stopping you. I'm still trying to figure out what stops me sometimes. I think a lot of the time I use food and laziness and that type of stuff as a reward for everything I've done. Just treat yourself well and you won't need to use food as the reward. Find other rewards. There's like ways around this. I think there are many reasons why people do the things they do. You just need to figure out yours. It could be a multitude of things. You have an addictive personality. You're using it as a reward, a little bit of both. A lot of people say, but I love this food so much. How can I give it up? You can still eat it. You just can't eat it in huge amounts all the time, maybe. The Haagen-Dazs or the cake or chips or whatever your thing is, right? Cut back a little and you're going to see a big difference. Get that out of your life a little more and bring some stuff you love that's healthy into your life. I'm sure there's healthy foods you will love. You just need to explore, experiment again. That's the big thing. Experiment, figure out what works for you. Figure out what you love in the healthy food section. Figure out what you love in the exercise department. I've done videos about both of those, so check those out. Figure out what you love in your new fit life. you're going to love stuff and don't have a bad attitude. A lot of people will just be like, I hate exercise. And I'm like, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Oh, no, no, no. Well, maybe you need to try it and keep an open mind. That's the thing. Open mind for food, for exercise, for all that, for new ways of life. And it will really expand your horizons, basically. You'll be able to do so many more things. You'll have new results. It'll be amazing. Anyways, I think I've rambled on for quite some time here, guys. Hope you enjoyed this video and stay tuned for more. Let me know what your thing is. What's keeping you from getting fit? We need to get to the bottom of this in order to become our best selves. So what are you dealing with? What is it that you tell yourself that's holding you back from becoming the fittest version, the hottest version, the most fit version of yourself? You let me know. Let me know in the comments below. Make sure to share, like, and subscribe, and we'll talk soon, guys.